This evening, we thank you for all that you're doing. Lord, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We're blessed to be in the house of God. Have you ever thought about what life would have been like if Victory Church didn't exist? Did you ever think about, stop and think about that? I mean, for 23 years, well, for about 20 years, we ministered to 22,000 people a year in all of our different events and the things that we did. It's been less since COVID, but it's coming back. But we've always been able to minister to a lot of people, and I really believe that this ministry has changed lives. Well, you wouldn't be here if it hadn't. Amen. All right. See you guys later. Church is open. No, just kidding. You may be seated. I'm blessed to have been here all of those years, and I have never missed one Sunday from being sick or Wednesday from being sick. Never. Now, I did miss Sunday because I was preaching somewhere else. And so those are the times. But so we had a great time at the church this weekend. Y'all would have been blessed. The Derek and Jennifer Miller are wonderful people. Such a blessing. We had a really good time with them. And I heard y'all had a real good service here. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's go to Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1. Praise God. You there?
Yes, Lord.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. Where's John? Oh, can you turn the blizzard off for me, please? By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Now, let's see what we can do with this. I want to try something out on you. And so if you could just walk with me, if you just follow a little, I'm going to do something a little bit different here. When I'm presenting this to you, at first you're going to go, oh yeah, she's hearing and hearing. She's feeding us something that we know. I'm going to, but I want to try something else on you too. So, it isn't saying, now hear me on this, it isn't saying, now then, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's not saying, now then. It's saying, now faith is. Now faith is. That's part of the package there. Yeah, it's the evidence of things not seen. But part of the package there is that faith is now. So keep that in mind as we take a few minutes to walk through this. And I want to see if you can pick up on what I've been picking up on. So we know the Bible says we should live by faith. We know it's four times in the Bible. We believe God. That's our job. Right. It's our job to believe God. Now, 1 John 5:4 is our scripture for this church. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. So real simple, what overcomes the world? Our faith. Our faith. Using our faith will overcome the world. Our faith in what? Just our faith? Our faith in God. Amen. Trusting Him that He'll get us through whatever. Yeah. I was talking to Pastor Derek, and he was trying to help some people who had been through some stuff, and they, you know, poured their heart out to him, and he said, you know, this is what I can tell you for sure. It will get better. Yeah. Whatever it is, it will get better. It will get better. And he's right. Everything, it will get better. Just have faith in God. So, now, what we know is that Jesus has already conquered and he's already won. Am I right? Okay. So, but now, So it's your faith in Jesus and what he's done that makes you an overcomer, right? This is 101 for you guys, okay? This is 101, but follow me. Okay, now, so now it's your faith and what he's done makes you an overcomer. So above all, we would say that we need to have our faith intact. We need to have it intact. I mean, this is how you live, right? And certainly love, faith works by love. Certainly hope. Hope's a picture of what you can have. But faith. We need to have faith. So I think, because we've all hung around together for so long and listen to the same things, that we're such word people here that we believe the promises. We believe them. We're all on that page. We believe the promises. But I think our major problem in seeing things through with faith is our confession and our conversation. Yeah, we might as well admit it. There are periods of time, maybe not all the time, but there's periods of time. Sometimes we drift off. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Okay, so now remember this is going to be real easy. Mark 11:23, you don't even have to turn there. You know it. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, you say it, be removed, be cast to the sea, does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things which he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. So it's talking about belief or doubt one time, but he mentions saying three times. And Jesus actually told Brother Hagin that when he appeared to him. He said, have you ever noticed that when I said that right there, I brought up the talking, I brought up the speaking three times, because on purpose, we have more trouble with our confession and conversation than we do with our believing. Amen. It's just the truth. I mean, Jesus said it, so I believe him. So I feel like faith people have fallen off their confession some, and so confession and conversation both need to be good. I think we get to talking about our symptoms too much. I think we get to talking about the problem too much. So we need to make sure those are right. Now, you have to train. In the early days, we had Charles Capps to help us. Boy, we trained. We trained about our confession. He had us on the line. I've gone back and training again, listening to him and his daughter, and rereading some of the books and such, picking out parts of it. Now, this is a scripture real familiar to you, because this is what Abraham did. Romans 4:17 says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and here's the main part I want you to get, calls those things which are not as though they were. Okay, call the things that are not as though they were. He was an old man. She was an old woman. They had no kids, and yet he called himself the father of a multitude. And he turned out to be a father of a multitude. He's still receiving people into paradise this very day from the children that came through him. You know, the Ishmael and Isaac weren't the only kids. This guy's faith kept working after Sarah was long gone. He married Keturah, and they had a family, and praise the Lord. So he got a hold of this. I'm going to call things that are not as were. So just real easy here. When he met people, he would say, I am Abraham. I am the father of a multitude. And they probably went, right. Yet he was. That's who he said he was, and that's who he is. I'm trying to walk you into something here. This is important. I am. I am is a huge sentence. Now, it's also a name. But what if I told you that you could step up to a higher level in using your faith? And I want to show you what I just got a glimpse of. I just got a glimpse of it. I'm not finished walking through this and looking at it, but I wanted to start you on the path with me on this. It's a matter of aligning your confession with now. Okay? So it's about aligning your confession with I am. Okay, I see some of you are already getting in there. So come on further with me. When Moses asked God in the burning bush, who should I say sent me? He said, I am that I am. And we see this as God's name, and rightly so, rightly so. He's saying, I am the self-existing one, and I can become what I choose to become. That's what he's saying. Okay. So he self-exists, and he can become whatever we need him to become. He can be father. He can be comforter. He can be deliverer. He can be healer. He can be banner. He can be righteousness. He can be joy. He's all these things in us and for us. Am I right? Okay. So, then let's look at Jesus. Jesus used the same phrase 7 times in the book of John. He said, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I am the true vine. And do you remember that when they came to arrest him and they wanted to know which one was Jesus, when he said, I am, it blew them all down to the ground. Just wiped them out. So we see that that's the power of I am. This is the power of God flowing through Jesus. And it's not a small thing. It's not just some cute little name we need to think about. So walk with me here a little bit now. So Jesus became the bread, the light, the shepherd, the door, the resurrection life, the truth, and the true vine. How did he become that? Saying. Okay. I am. So, okay, what is am? Okay, so maybe Ronnie's the only person who ever thought about teaching this, but it's a verb that expresses certain states and conditions. So I am. When you say I am, you're saying what you is. Okay? Excuse me for using wrong English on that, but that's who you is. I am. Now, so this, what I believe that we must meditate is I am, not I was or I will be. And if we get revelation of I am, then we really understand now faith is. Can you see that? Okay, so, and then we can align our confession with the now instead of the past or the future. Follow me so far. So certainly there are places where you're going to talk about the past, you're going to talk about the future. That's all good, but when it comes to faith, that's what I'm talking about. When it comes to faith, the Bible says, today do not harden your heart. Today, right now, don't harden your heart. It didn't say tomorrow. One of the goofiest things I ever heard in the Bible was when Moses asked Pharaoh, when do you want to get rid of the frogs? And he said, tomorrow. You know, I would have said, right now, if I believe. Right? So now faith is, I am. So today, I am favored. I am free. I am the head and not the tail. I am whole. I am loved. I am prosperous. I am healthy. I am debt free. I am a tither. I am a giver. I am a receiver of great harvest. I am all of those things. I am the owner of a new fill-in-the-blank. Just try that on, okay? I have the new whatever. Now, that's okay, and I'm going to stress that to you a couple of times. I have is good. It's faith talk. But I think I am is a higher level, and I'm going to show you why in a minute. We're walking down through this pretty quickly, but we'll get there. So, align yourself with now So it won't be, will I get the job, or I hope I get the job, or even I'm going to get the job. I am the one with the job. I am the one. You see where I'm going?
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to get you to look at a mental image or an imagination, because my faith is creating what I want. So it's not bad. There's just more. You can say, I have such and such. I have debt freedom. I have this. That's all okay. Now, if you're going to say, I'm going to have it, I'm going to be healed, hope is in the future. Faith is now. You're still in hope. Can you still be in hope? Yes, it's okay. You can be in hope if you want to, but if you stay in hope, what you want's always going to be in the future. It is. It's always going to be in the future because faith is now. So you have to be in, you have to be an I am-er. You have to be an I am-er. You have to be, this is who I am. Okay. There's more. Now, so if Jesus had merely wanted to say he existed before Abraham, do you remember what he said? He said, before Abraham was, I am. You need to let that sink in. He said, before Abraham was, I am. So in the case of Abraham, Abraham was, but in the case of Jesus, that's quite different because the words chosen here by the Holy Spirit make it clear that Abraham was brought into being, but Jesus existed eternally. So things can be brought, people, things can be brought into existence. It's okay. However, there is an area where things always have been. See that? Is this too big? I think you get this real easy. It's just a matter of thinking a little bit quantumly, I guess. So, what you want eternally exists. One of the things that happened at the meeting that I did Sunday night is what came out of my mouth to some of the folks was this. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Have you really stopped in this great awakening? Right here at the beginning of everything that's going to happen, have you just really stopped and asked yourself, what do I want? Because Jesus wants to know. And he's going to tell you what he wants too. But what do you want? What do you want? Because what you're going to need to say what you want and not what you just have now. And I remember a long time ago, you probably remember this, that Brother Charles Capp said that God told him, everybody's saying what they have instead of saying what they want, and, you know, faithing it in. Now, want, of course, is desire, and so there's another step. But you got to start somewhere. So you need to know. So now what I said was when the Lord said to me, what do you want? I said, well, what do you want? I think that's a pretty good thing to do. Because I'm going to line up with whatever you want, right? But it is something to think about, and if you think with God, you'll come out on the right side of that. Well, that was free anyway, but I just want to tell you that. So what you want eternally exists. It's already in the heart of God. And see, he's already been to your future. So it already is. So if you want to be in the state of hope, you can do that, and you will be healed, and you will get your car, you will get it. It's the future. But if you want to be in faith, and you want to be even in a higher faith, I am healed, and I am driving my favorite car. So we spent last weekend with Terry, and you know how Terry is about her vision board, and it came to me that if you wanted to get a picture of this, and let's just use car because there seems to be a car window, but Instead of putting the car on your refrigerator so you could be thanking God for it every day, put a picture of you in the car. Right? Now, that's a step up. And remember what Terry did? She, you know, Joyce Meyer had those big old meetings, bigger than almost anybody. So Terry took Joyce's face off and put her face on. And she believed God, and it happened. She's going to Paris, France next month to minister over there. What she gets that vision for the future stuff, and then she puts it in the now, and it comes to pass. She does the vision board, which we're all familiar with. I'm not trying to teach that right now. But I'm trying to just give you an upgrade. What about instead of, I'm going to get that job, what if it were, I am in my assignment. I am in my assignment. Because your job is just your seed maker. But you want to be in your assignment, and that can be seed maker too, but you want to be in it. But I am would be more of a now. I'm just trying to get you to think a little higher in this. So you could say, I have the job of my dreams, or you could say, I am in the job of my dreams. I make the amount of money I want to make. I drive the car I want. I have a nice home. Those are all okay. But once you believe you receive it and you talk to it, then you am. You need to come across that line, not you will be. So we don't say, we do this when we father out, we say that we are the head and not the tail. We say we are. We don't say I'm going to be the head and not the tail. We are the head and not the tail. So those words are in Scripture as a promise, right? They're in Deuteronomy. They're a promise. I am the head and not the tail. What does that mean? That means first, not last. That means I get chosen. I get picked. I get favor, whatever. Amen. While we were at the meeting, I got walked down to the second row. Amen. I'm the first, not last. You're like, well, that's because you're a pastor. I just think it's because of favor. Amen. You get good seats when you have favor on your life, right? What?
There's lots of pastors there.
That's right. There were a lot. You got that. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So I'm big on the favor thing. I am favored. Now, so I'm going to get this to where we need to go now. So when you add I am, you're getting something bigger, and I'm going to show you why. We're not trying to get something to happen. We're agreeing with who we are. Now, right now, I'll stick this in there, and then we'll come for the reason why I am works, okay? We're in a time of breakthrough. This is a time of breakthrough right now. So take time and see what breakthroughs that you need to have. Begin, just be a breakthrough expert. What do you need a breakthrough on? Finances, relationships, social, mental, physical. What do you need a breakthrough in? What does that look like to you? It's time to be thinking about that. Take time and look at that. And then maybe you might find another level to live on. Now, that's what I'm always interested in, another level of revelation. You might find a level that you need to change. And usually if you're going to change, if you're going to level up, you're going to change something. So then, once you're looking at that, realize you're having what you say, okay? You can have what you say. Stay with me. I'm just repeating this on purpose in a line so that you can actually do this. Now, notice this. This is what I wanted to get to. So we're thinking about I am, right? Okay. We know that the Word of God has the power to bring itself to pass. Does it?
Yes.
Isaiah 55. We know that. It says wherever the Word of God is sent, it will prosper and bring success. Right? Okay, you already got it. I saw you. You just got it, what I was going to do. Okay. So, everything that Jesus said came to pass. It's already come to pass, and you agree with it. You get that. But it's not everything Jesus said came to pass, so I say what Jesus said, so it will come to pass. That's not it. Now, you can say that. It's not wrong, but really the better thing to say is, I am. If you say what Jesus says, it's now. It is, I am. It is now. Faith is now. Already done. Look a little bit beneath the surface here. Stop and think about what is going on around you that's unseen right now. Angels in the room. Atmosphere. What's going on in this atmosphere? I don't know if any of y'all brought a devil in here. I hope not. I don't think so. I'm kidding. You look at that and then think about your confession and your conversation, how they truly matter. Now, I'm not trying to dispose of things coming to pass, so to speak. But listen, let me walk you through this right here, and then and you'll get my point. No, I'm just going to tell you now. I am will come to pass right now. Because anything God says is already prospering. So I am would be a step up. Okay, so you remember, here's the best example I can think of. The jet door got stuck for Brother Copeland, remember that? And they went to pick him up and they said, we can't fly home, the door stuck. And so he said, Lord, tell me what to say to that door. Walk with me. Tell me what to say to that door. And the Lord told him, so they drove him up there. He got out of the car. He went up to the door, and he told the door what God said. And it was as simple as open in the name of Jesus. It was that simple, and the door opened. Why? Because the word of God, what did Jesus say? Jesus said, I speak the same words the Father does. That's the point. So when you say I am, which is written in the scripture, it is written, it has the power to bring itself to pass. So you're not just saying I'm going to be debt free. When you say I am debt free, that puts you on another level, because immediately things have to go to work for that. Immediately. If you say I have debt freedom, that's okay. But think about the fact that I am are actually words from the scripture.
Yeah, that's right.
And when you say words that are actually from the scripture, Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. When he said that, it affected the devil.
Yeah,
when we use God's words, when we use God's name, when we use the power, excuse me, that's within his realm, within his power, within his I am,
yeah.
I'm just trying to tell you that things will move faster. Because then you is. You got to get that. I am the owner of my favorite. I am the healed one. I am the one who is free to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. I am the one who gets the preaching jobs. I am the whatever it is. I am the one that gets the clients. I am the one. Y'all see where I'm going? You could say, I have a lot of clients now. That's good. And it's true. But when you stick I am in there, you're sticking in words that mean it already existed. Isn't that good? It already existed. It's already happened. He tags on that I am. It already exists, or I can become. So he can become what you need him to become. For example, for Abraham, he was Elohim. Yes, he was Elohim the creator, but he became El Shaddai. Right? God Almighty, meaning I'm the one who can do this. So what he's saying is, I created nature, but if it comes down to my people, I could even change it for them. And that's what he did to Abraham's body. Naturally, Abraham couldn't have a baby. But Almighty God came in and changed that. You can just wipe can't out. Well, I can't get healed. I can't get ahead. I am the one. And you're not doing that in a bragging way. God gets all the glory. Whatever happens to any of us, God gets all the glory. We're not trying to pin a badge on ourselves. But we know that if we're a success, that we attract people into the kingdom. If you can lay hands on the sick and they recover, you're going to attract some people into the kingdom. If you can live good, you're going to attract some people. Why is it that you're always blessed? Jesus.
Amen.
I am. See, this is not complicated. I'm not trying to introduce anything that's complicated to you. I'm just trying to tell you that maybe if we decided to use some select words and meditate on that, it might pull us up another level. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to hinder you. Don't go out of here saying, oh, we can't say I have. Yes, you can. You can say I have. You can say I'm going to, but it'll be in the future. If you say I have, it will be faith. But if you say I am, I say it's faith on steroids.
Yes.
Right. See what I'm saying? Because it's written. Because he said it. Because he is the word. And the word cannot fail. It has to bring itself to pass. God is a speaking spirit. He created with words. And what he said about himself when he wanted to see people get delivered, obviously, we just read them. Yeah. Tell them I am that I am. It's kind of like in Texas, he would say, I can do whatever I want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have already done whatever I've wanted to. And he's on our side, church.
Yeah,
okay, so. In order to walk in faith, you must have heart belief and confess what you believe. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. We all know that. We know that Jesus is the high priest of our confession, so he helps bring to pass what we're declaring. He moves things, he moves people, but in your heart, it's already been done. In your heart, it's already been done. What does the scripture say? Angels hearken to the voice of his word. So your confession matters. Your conversation with that confession matters. You can't go, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. Joy, I need to tell you, I've had this and this womba goddess has been bothering me and I'm, no. This is the place where I always say, shut up. The best thing to do is to begin to watch your conversation about these things. It's really easy to want to go talk to everybody about how you're hurting or what's going on. We need to keep in mind that woman, when her son died, she said it is well until she went to the prophet and got the answer.
Yeah, that's right.
She held her tongue.
Amen.
It is well is another good thing. Phrase, the other good faith phrase, it is written, it is well. You see what I'm saying? Y'all getting a hold of this?
Yes.
The word.
So good.
The word, the written word, the I am is just a higher level of thinking. He's done it. Your future is in this room right now. Right now, it's in this room. So if your future was in this room right now, and it is, what does it look like? What does it look like? I am blessed. I'm healed. I'm prosperous. I'm a blessing to other people. I love. I forgive. I'm thankful. I'm joyful. I am all those things. I'm free. I'm free from guilt. I'm free from condemnation. I'm free from anything that I am free. I am free. Not I'm gonna be free. Not I just have freedom. I am. This is who I am. I already exist.
Amen.
My future already exists. Some of y'all are old enough to remember Kim Clement.
Oh, yeah.
And they used to sing their little stuff, and he would sing, "You're somewhere in the future, and you look much better than you look right now." Well, you're sitting in this room right now in the future. You're eternal. Your past is sitting in this room. That's what you probably won't forget about, but some of it. Your past is in this room, your present is in this room, and your future is in this room right now.
Right.
So what do you want? Where are you going to go? What you going to do? Because you am.
Amen.
You just think on a higher level. You need to think on a higher level. God has already done it. Well, you know, just none of this works for me. Then it won't. But I think if we just start saying this and thinking about it, you know, I am. I am this. Just meditate on that. Meditation is a good thing. Not emptying your mind, filling your mind with the word. I am blessed.
Yes.
I am. Hey, look at yourself in the mirror. Hey, you am the head and not the tail. You start feeling like nobody loves you and you're backed into a corner, you're not. You are accepted in the beloved. You am. I hope I got that across to you. Like I said, I'm just now heading down that direction. But this will affect our confession, our conversation. It'll affect Jesus as the present day ministry, what he does in his present day ministry, which is to bring our words to pass. He's the high priest of our confession. And then it affects the angels. They're like, oh, well, she just said it. Right?
Yeah.
Got to go get it.
Yeah.
Church, listen. I was just telling the other church this. We are not living in this realm because we're waiting for an angel to break through darkness, to bring us a message, and then he could go out. No, we're talking about... These two big boys right here with me right now are always with me. They don't leave me. One day you'll see them. They're right here. One of them protects me all the time. The other one whispers in my ear and tells me things. And then I think they can just signal whoever else is out there, angelic forces. Hey, she's calling for this. Hey. And one last thing. This will affect the atmosphere. What's in your atmosphere? Because you're drawing whatever's in. Now, we can already establish in Genesis 1 that there is an atmosphere. Right? And so what happened in that atmosphere? God spoke and God said and God said and God said. And he kept creating. So you're going to create. Well, you can create hope. You can create faith, or you could create I am faith. We're going higher. You're like, well, Pastor, I don't know if there really is higher. Oh, honey, there's so much more. We're just barely tapping into this idea. I'm kind of surprised the Lord let me already deliver it to you. But we need to go there. We need to be thinking, you know what I am? I am a winner. I'm not going to be taken down. I am a winner. I am not a loser. I am free. I am not going to let the devil lie to me and condemn me and make me feel guilty. You're like, well, what if you did something wrong? Well, that's when you repent and get forgiven and move on, because God has already really forgiven you. You just step into that forgiveness. That's another I am. It's a free flow for you right there. Then always go, do you know what I'm going to say now? Always go to the courts of heaven and command a crop failure over all your negative words. Yeah, I hear you. So here's the thing. Let's just end this like this. You can go ahead and say and do and not pay any attention to this, and your life will reciprocate. All around you will reciprocate. I ain't going to stop saying any stuff. I'm going to do what I want to. Go ahead. But I'm telling you, you can get a whole lot more done if you'll agree with the scripture.
Yes.
Mountains will move. I am is in action right now. He's in action right now. So, you know, it's the difference between pulling your big suitcase down that long haul at the Phoenix airport or getting on that rolling, that one that's already moving. You're moving a whole lot, you know, it's just a flat escalator. Moving sidewalk, thank you. I like flat escalator, though. That sounds pretty good. I mean, we can move ahead. You can move ahead. Things can change by the time you wake up tomorrow morning. Because I am. Or you could be that one that is like Sarah and just laugh. No, we're not. We're not. We am. So now as we close, just remember this, church. Your conversation needs to match your connection, your confession. Excuse me. You can't confess your healed. I know y'all are thinking, she's just being redundant. I need to.
Yeah.
Because this falls off way too often. I've had people walk through the door back there and tell me, yeah, you know, I don't hardly ever get sick. But when I do, whew. And I'm like, how long have you been coming to church here? And you would even say that in this building. It's just surprising to me that those kind of things would come out. We're supposed to be, the camp we're raised in, we're faith experts. We ought to be the ones who really know what to say and really, quote, get her done. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all receive this? So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you so much for the anointing. Lord, we am. I thank you, Lord. I just believe that we're even going to be surprised at what this can do as we shore up things. Father, show us. We just ask for a Holy Ghost guard over our mouths. I thank you for partnerships and spouses that will... friendships and different people that we can receive from if they say, now you don't want me to agree with that. I thank you for that.
Yeah.
I thank you that we can stop saying the wrong things and get what we want. Get what you want us to have because you really want us to have the best.
Yes.
So I thank you for it. I am healed. I am in divine health. I am blessed. I am going to always say the right thing. Well, Pastor, you know you won't. Well, I'm going to confess it till it gets better and better and better and better and better. And when I make a mistake, I command a crop failure.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all receive it?
Yes.
Thank you for it, Lord. Let's receive our offering.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. God is good.
Thank you.
I am. Okay, now, I don't want to shock any of you all. But I am rich.
Amen.
And if that messes with your religious feelings, then you need to see my giving record. Because being rich isn't all about me. It's about the kingdom of God.
Right.
And it's more than money. I count myself rich to be a member of this church.
Amen.
I count myself rich to be part of the tribe I'm in. With these great teachers that have blessed us over the years and kept us in the right frame of mind. I count myself rich for that.
Amen.
I thank God for it. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for the giver. You can give via text message. Text BCHL and the amount you want to give, 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. Amen. Father, we thank you for every tither and every giver. We thank you for everything that you want to do with the funds that come in. We thank you, Lord, for blessing our house. We thank you for blessing all of the things we're going to do and give to in Jesus' name. Amen. Call for you am getting a return too. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye.
It is well, it is well with my soul.
It is. You're right, sister. You are right. It is well. All things. All things are possible. We can get over it. We can get over anything. We can get over any. We can move forward. We are overcomers.
Amen.
And not just overcome. We're not survivors. We're thrivers. And this is the season to be a thriver. You know, I go a lot of places and I hear a lot of songs and stuff in the churches that I go to. And a lot of them are about, I'm in the valley and he'll just help me in the valley. I'm like, could y'all sing something else? You're not supposed to stay in the valley. Look, the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but it says he delivers us out of them all. So don't put your mailbox up in the valley of Becca. Move out. Move out. Get through it. Move forward. Well, I don't know how. I told you how for about 40 minutes there. I am out. I am free. Let's stand up. I am free. Church, never despise going over and over and over and over. I heard someone just say recently, they just told their congregation, they said, if you're like, well, I've heard that before, that means you didn't get it in the first place. Because I'm telling you, I ate a ribeye years ago, and guess what? I ate one for lunch today. I'm still eating them. I'm not living off the memory of a ribeye. You have to eat the word. You have to eat it. You can't just say, well, we already heard that. I already heard that. That's what we come here for, to feed on it, and to start thinking a little higher. That's who you am, Jesse. That's who you am. That's who you am. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I hear a clock ticking. But I hear this. The clock is ticking, but you're ahead of the crowd. Lead. Lead like never before. Show people the way like never before. I've put it in you, and you can do it. Lead like never before. If you need leading characteristics, I will give them to you. Learn of me. Learn my way. Learn my technique. Learn how I use words. And you will be more than a conqueror. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus won the victory and he gave it to you. That's why you're more than a conqueror. He's the conqueror, but he freely gave you the victory. When the boxer went in and boxed and won the big $1 million check, he was the conqueror. But when he ran that check in and his wife was sitting in the other room and she put her hand out and took the check, she was more than a conqueror.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
That's true.
That's true.
Well, that's how it is with us and Jesus. He's done all the work. We need to just get on the am wagon.
Amen.
Sounds like the next title.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Aligning your confession with now. That's all we've been talking about. Align your confession with right now. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen.